An Arab-American man in Portland, Oregon, has pleaded guilty to trying to help the Taliban. Mayor Hawash said he and five other men traveled to China shortly after the September 11th attacks and that they were intending to travel to Afghanistan. Hawash never made it to the war, but he now faces at least 7 years in prison. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
When Maher Hawash was taken into custody in March, his friends and co-workers, who call him Mike, were stunned. They said he couldn't possibly be a terrorist, that as a software engineer he held a high-paying job at Intel and was a devoted family man. They started a website, sent out press releases, and encouraged people to show up for rallies when Hawash was in court.
Free Mike today! Free Mike today!
But that was months ago. When Hawash pleaded guilty Wednesday to one count of trying to help the Taliban, there were no protesters outside. And afterwards, his supporters were, for the first time, stubbornly silent. They released a short statement saying, quote, "We were surprised by Mike's guilty plea, and we hope that justice has been served. More importantly, we are very sad for his wife and children, and will continue to support them in any way we can."
I think there are some people that probably are going to have egg on their face, having protested too loudly and too longly, that this was a vendetta by the federal government.
Joshua Markey is a local district attorney. He's not involved in the Hawash case. None of the prosecutors who are involved will talk about it. Markey has followed the case, and he says it's understandable that Hawash's supporters jumped to incorrect conclusions about their friend.
I think sometimes people make the mistake that if somebody, you know, looks really nice and is well-spoken and looks like them and acts like them and lives like them, that they couldn't possibly have done bad things.
Portland has an active protest community, and there are still some here who think Hawash did nothing wrong. Near the federal courthouse, a sidewalk peace protest that began when the war in Iraq started is still going strong almost 5 months later. Todd Kurlowitz is barefoot and sitting in a lawn chair.
He should be let free.
Kurlowitz echoes concerns that Hawash's supporters have raised.
What kind of pressure was put on Hawash to come to that conclusion? He was held for a long time without reason, without due process.
But Hawash's attorney, Stephen Howes, is quick to put speculation that his client was coerced into a confession to rest.
This has been a very fair and even-handed proceeding with the government, and we're satisfied with the course of action we've taken.
Howes says his client has agreed to testify against the so-called Portland Six, which the federal government claims was a terrorist cell in Portland. In court on Wednesday, Federal Judge Robert Jones asked Hawash whether he and members of the Portland Six were prepared to take up arms and die as martyrs to defend the Taliban. Hawash replied, "Yes, Your Honor." The plea agreement says Hawash will be sentenced to between 7 and 10 years in federal prison. If he'd been found guilty of all the original charges, he would have faced more than 20 years behind bars. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.